The Minister for Health, Stephen Donnelly, has said that commentary which adds to the distress and hurt of women affected by the cervical check controversy is very regrettable. It follows a report in the Sunday Times of a recorded conversation back in 2020 between the clinical director of cervical check, Dr. Noreen Russell, and the leader of the Aonthu party, Pather Tobin. We're joined by our health correspondent, Fergal Bowers. Fergal, just briefly remind us of the cervical check controversy, which erupted really in 2018.
Yes, well, the cervical check controversy came to light in April 2018 when Vicky Phelan sued the HSE and one laboratory, and a High Court settlement of €2.5 million was reached without admission of liability. And it emerged that Cervical Check had done an audit, a look back on every case of a cervical cancer diagnosis to see what the original slide reviewed had found. But women hadn't been told their slides had been reviewed, and that in many cases they might have benefited from an earlier diagnosis or different intervention. And at this point in time, sadly, over 20 women have died.
So Aoife Moore was reporting on this then in the Sunday Times yesterday. What was this meeting between the clinical director of Cervical Check and Pather Tobin?
So this relates to an hour-long call in December 2020 involving Dr. Noreen Russell, who's the clinical director of Cervical Check, and Deputy Pather Tobin, leader of Aonthu. And at the time, Dr. Russell said the courts were wrong to be ruling in favour of women. And she said that with the Cervical Check Tribunal, some women were using the process as they might get some money. Now, in a statement, Dr. Russell has said that reflecting on her comments then, she fully accepts they were careless and hurtful to women. And she said that she was sorry for the impression the remarks gave, as they do not reflect her view now. And at the time, she was only recently in the post. Paul Reid, the HSE chief, said he regretted the remarks Dr. Russell had made, that they do not reflect the views of the HSE or Cervical Check. And Mr. Reid said that Dr. Russell had apologised very sincerely and will be working hard to regain the trust lost.
And the health minister has commented too.
Yeah, Mr. Stephen Donnelly said that commentary that adds to the distress and hurt of women affected by cervical check controversy is very regrettable. And he said the comments don't represent the work of the HSC or indeed its clinical director, really. The 2-to-1 plus group, which is a support group for those affected, said that the latest development was scarcely believable, but sadly does not come as a surprise to them. They said it was consistent with what the organisation, representing over 300 people, had heard and felt over the past 2 years. And it was a relief that the public could now see the attitudes of Cervical Check behind closed doors that it has been dealing with. Now, I suppose these recent events, they've caused a lot of hurt and upset, and they have reopened old wounds. And those affected who I've spoken to ask that if an organisation hasn't learned or doesn't understand its mistakes, how can it be trusted? However, that said, everyone is united in the benefit of screening and the importance of women coming forward for their checks when they are called by Cervical Check.
Fergal, thank you so much indeed. Our health correspondent there, Fergal Bowers.